For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. With the partial government shutdown heading into its 12th day, a meeting might take place Wednesday at the White House.
We have to have a wall as part of border security.
President Trump ended 2018 talking about the wall, and he began 2019 tweeting about it. The Democrats, much as I suspected, he tweeted, have allocated no money for a new wall. The White House did invite congressional leaders from both parties to a briefing on border security and the new wall. But the White House provided no details, and some Democrats are already calling the invitation a political stunt. The Smithsonian has now closed for the duration of the shutdown, and a number of national parks are also showing the effects, with trash piling up and rangers not protecting the parks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A former U.S. Marine visiting Moscow for a wedding is now in custody. Matthew Chance is in Moscow on the arrest of Paul Whelan.
Well, they're not saying a great deal, it has to be said. They just made this very sort of stiff announcement by the FSB, which is the main counter-espionage agency here in Russia, saying they'd arrested a U.S. citizen on the 28th of December in the Russian capital, Moscow. They said he was caught spying, but no other detail was given about what exactly he was said to have been doing when he was detained.
A heartbreaking reaction from a mother whose 7-year-old daughter, Jasmine Barnes, was killed when a man in a red pickup truck fired gunshots into a car full of young girls. It happened in Houston as they were leaving Walmart. From her hospital bed, LaPortia Washington.
It was not fair. It was not fair. He intentionally killed my child for no reason.
The search for the killer is growing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
For some carnival goers in France, New Year's Eve was up in the air. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Firefighters in France say 3 adults and 5 teenagers, the youngest being 13, were trapped 170 feet in the air on a broken fairground ride for over 8 hours from New Year's Eve evening into the early hours of 2019. Witnesses say the pendulum ride broke down at about 8:30 p.m. local time. Amid noise and sparks, it left one of the two passenger sections suspended at the highest point. Firefighters used a helicopter to reach the trapped people and provide them with harnesses so they could then be winched down onto a firefighter's ladder.
A NASA spacecraft has made a New Year's Day flyby of an asteroid which is 4 billion miles from Earth.
We are ready for Ultima Thule science transmission, science to help us understand the origins of our solar system.
The agency expects to start receiving images from the New Horizons mission overnight. Space expert Bill Harwood says scientists hope to get a glimpse back in time.
They're hoping by studying this object, the one that New Horizons just flew past, they're going to gain some valuable clues about the nature of the raw materials, the building blocks, that went into the construction of the solar system 4.6 billion years ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.